My name is Manita Mishina. Yes, my family has been here in the Crimea and Sevastopol 7 generations already.
I am Yuri Mishin. I was born in Siberia, farther Lake Baikal in Chita City, but I studied in Sevastopol Naval College, High Naval College, and live now in Sevastopol.
You were in the Russian Navy or Ukraine Navy?
Soviet Union Navy.
Soviet Union
yes,
Navy?
Yes.
What did you do?
Submarine.
I am submarine officer, nuclear submarine.
With nuclear missiles?
Yes.
Aimed at America?
Not. Only to protect Soviet Union.
Tell me what you were thinking when the coup happened in Ukraine, Kiev. What were you thinking?
In the beginning, when everything started, we didn't care very much because we knew that there were some people who wanted a kind of changes. They didn't like government, they wanted economic improvements and new reforms. And it was okay with us when it was peaceful. But when the events turned over and it was shooting, blood, dead people, killed people and wounded. So here in the Crimea and Sevastopol, we began to worry and to be very anxious. You know, what would be the end of this coup? So we didn't want any war. We didn't want, you know, radical people to come to the Crimea and to teach us their way of life. So we just decided that it would be better for us and it would be fair to come back to Russia.
So you were afraid that
yes.
Maybe the Nazis and the radical people in Ukraine, in Kiev, in Odessa, would come and do the same thing here?
Yes, we were afraid and it was very huge fright, you know, that they would come to teach us, you know, like it was in Odessa when they burned approximately 50 people. They had radical people, neo-Nazists. They had already lists, death lists, you know, for the Crimea. And in Odessa there were 50 people, in the Crimea 1500.
So, after the coup, and it was bloody in Ukraine, you wanted to protect your city.
Yes.
What did you people do in the beginning?
You know, first it was like gathering people in the main square. Some days more than 50,000 people came to square just to find out what's going on, how we can protect our city. And it was an idea that we should change the mayor of the city because he was from the Western Ukraine. And he said, okay, you can do everything you want. I'm going to leave the city because I know your mood. I know what you want. I'm not with you, but I don't want to hear any war, you know. So he left Sevastopol and we voted for the so-called folk mayor of Sevastopol. So people in the square, they voted for a man we trust very much. We still trust him and he's a deputy. In Sevastopol, and it was very big problem to gather all deputies to vote for him because we wanted everything to be legal here because we knew that the whole world look at us, watch us, and probably some televisions like CNN or BBC, they were looking for mistakes, you know, they were looking for big mistakes to make a fire from it, media, mass media fire. So we were very cautious, you know, we thinking ahead how the world would see our steps. So we collected all deputies and we voted for a new mayor of Sevastopol. All his life he was pro-Russian. He was Russian, you know, and he did a lot for Sevastopol. For example, he republished Ukrainian textbooks for schools in Russian language. Yes, he is a rich man. He could support, you know, such kind of things. He restored a lot of monuments connected with Russian history. He supported clubs like Yuri. Yuri is the head of reenactment club, and he supported a lot of people. So it was the first step.
You know? So after you elected the new mayor, who was Russian, pro-Russian, what happened next?
Next, we were expecting other cities. What would they say? The most important, Simferopol,
other cities.
Yalta is very commercial, you know, we didn't expect much from Yalta, but there is a hero city like Sevastopol, Kerch and Feodosia, they supported immediately. And we were waiting what Simferopol would say, because we knew that there are some radical leaders among Tatars, you know, and we were afraid of a new fire from their side. And we were, when Simferopol say yes for Russia, you know, and a lot of people again came to the central square of Simferopol, you know, to rise everybody, you know, to say yes Russia and no Ukraine.
So you had massive demonstrations.
Massive.
In both places, Simferopol,
Kerch, Feodosia, Евпатория, almost every city, every village, probably except Tatar villages.
Yeah.
It was very quiet in Tatar villages. They were waiting orders.
So, your mayor started organizing this referendum.
Yes.
It was not Moscow.
No, it was not Moscow. Simferopol and Sevastopol, two cities.
So, what happened? What did people do when they knew they would have a voice, a vote?
First, before referendum, we knew the first date, and we were afraid that radical people would come to the Crimea. They were going. 1,500 people, they were in the train already with arms, coming to Crimea. Yes, and they were stopped on the border of the Crimea. So we sent people to the border of the Crimea to protect our small republic, you know, from radical people. And they were stopped in the north of the Crimea. And, you know, everybody wanted to be useful for referendum. People came up to places to ask what kind of help would you like to have. And, you know, they, you would like to tell something.
Maybe we don't listen, thinking about referendum in this period, only to protect our life, our home, our children. And in Simferopol railway station stay many people, many men, and waiting these
radicals on the
and
train.
He is like испугались, они but даже they, не доехали, разорвались.
But you know, they were afraid, radical people, they were afraid to come because they already knew that the whole Crimea stood up, you know, to protect. And as they were only 1,500, so they stopped the train. It was emergency stop somewhere in the steppe zone. Emergency stop, and they just fled away.
So in Sevastopol, all these people came out for the third defense of Sevastopol.
Yeah,
what,
it was.
What do you mean the third defense of Sevastopol?
You know, the first Crimean War, Second World War defense, and we expected that it would be war. Because the slogans of radical people in Ukraine, they were very aggressive, very So they wish us only death. We kill you. Yuri was in death list. Yuri was his name was. So, and they called him and said,
my friend from Ukraine, from Volyn, Khmelnytsky city, Vinnytsia city, Lviv city, say me, if you go to
Russia,
Ukraine,
we kill you. Yeah, it was like this.
I will kill you.
Yeah. It was direct threat to his life, you know.
Mm. So all these people, 50,000, 70,000 people came out every night for...
Almost every night, yes.
For how long?
Oh, so it was... the movement began from 12 noon to 10 evening.
In how many months?
More than 1 month.
More than 1 month.
Yeah.
So, it came time for the referendum.
Yes.
Everybody in Crimea knew that they would have an opportunity to vote.
Yes, and it
what
was...
happened?
You know, it was a big holiday for us first, that between our uprising, okay, and referendum, there was no blood, no shooting. You know, it was, everything was peaceful.
And only with lawyer.
And...
ну, как законно сказать, что у нас избранное было правительство Крыма, и поэтому все решалось.
So we changed the government of the Crimea. You know, now it was legal for us. But it was not legal before, because people were appointed by Kyiv, you know. So we voted for our own government in our republic, you know, and we thought that we had right for this, you know, to have our people that we trust. And, you know, it was a big holiday for everybody in Sevastopol, everybody, you know. People who didn't want to support referendum, they already fled away to Ukraine. There were some reasons. Sometimes a woman was married from Western Ukraine, or people had parents in Western Ukraine, so they left Sevastopol. They say we would like to stay with our family.
Их отпустили, дети, которые учились в Западной Украине, их посадили в автобус.
And you know, we supported them with buses. With transportation, everything was in very peaceful way. You know, we say we wish you good luck and happiness when they were leaving Sevastopol for Ukraine. So, the day of referendum, there were so many people in our main square. There were a lot of television screens, you know, in the square, and people could see how
early
it was.
In the morning.
From early morning till 10 evening. At 10 evening we learned the result of referendum, and it was shocking, you know, in a good way, shocking. More than 97% people said yes to Russia.
97%?
97.
In Sevastopol,
94 Crimea? And 97 in Crimea.
About Crimea, it was more than 90, I don't remember the number.
97 Crimea. 94 Sevastopol, a little bit less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but better than 90%?
Yes, more than 90%, yeah.
Okay, so what happened next?
And sorry, it is referendum, not with guns near my head. No,
it was very free.
Free, yes.
Very free. And a
and
lot
honest.
Of... honest.
Okay.
And after referendum, the new government of the Crimean Republic applied, you know, to be in Russia officially. They asked President Putin, you know, to accept the result of referendum. And Putin says yes. And we were so happy. It was a big holiday. And it was, I think, next day after referendum. Yeah, he says.
The next day?
Next day.
President Putin said yes?
Yes.
And he signed the document?
He signed documents, yeah.
So everybody here
was... принимала. Там все законно было.
Yeah, there were so many. There were a lot of steps, you know, because Duma, I mean Russian Parliament, you know, gathered to discuss what to do with us, and as they knew that we wanted it so much, they say yes, okay.
So Crimea now is back. Officially, legally, part of Russian Federation.
Yes, it's true. Yeah, we officially and legally back to Russia.
And so, we have a Russian passport.
You have Russian passport.
Yeah,
and Ukraine.
And Ukraine.
And
too.
Ukraine too. But you know, we
as a memory.
We were Yuri and I. We were first among 50,000 people. Got Russian passport, and we very proud of it. We are very proud of it.
Yeah. So American people can understand, President Putin, Russian military did not interfere with this referendum.
No, everything began with people, you know. People went out, they didn't know what to do, how to come back to Russia and what to do, but there were always some clever people around, and they organized it. Local people, Sevastopol people. Not Putin, no militaries, no.
But you know, America said Putin invaded, and Putin took Crimea back, that's the propaganda, and then America put sanctions
on Crimea. But it's not fair.
What have the sanctions done? What effect have they had on Crimea? What does it do?
There were some stupid sanctions, some serious. First sanction was they closed, Americans closed all McDonald's in the Crimea.
The first anti-sanction.
It was first, first.
That's a good thing to get rid of.
The second one, we are not allowed to watch any Hollywood movie in the Crimea.
Who says?
Cinema.
No, but who? That's one of the sanctions?
Our anti-sanction.
Нет, это не анти-санкции.
From people. Not from government.
Oh.
It is from people.
They refuse to watch.
I read in some shops sanction for Obama
You cannot buy Obama. You cannot buy food here. It's in the Crimean shops, you know, stores.
It's a joke, but it is true.
A lot of jokes. And serious sanctions. People cannot go abroad to visit.
You can't travel.
We can travel around Russia.
But not, you can't go to Europe, you can't go to America?
No.
Oh. What else?
So, for example, banking system that was connected with world's banking system doesn't work in the Crimea.
The banking system?
Banking system.
You know, my credit card does not work here.
Yes, MasterCard, Visa card
doesn't
not
work.
Working.
Yes, but now Russia introduced new card. The name of it, Mir. Mir, it means peace. You see, peace. Mm. And we can use this card, banking card, in Russia, in Crimea, and abroad.
Mm. So you're happy. And are most people in Crimea happy now?
I think most people happy. All my friends are happy. So it was very good for us, this referendum. And it is very good that we are in Russia. And we love our president.
What would you say to American people?
I would like American people to find out the truth about the Crimea, about our history. Even a little bit history, it will be very useful to understand why it was referendum, why it was Crimean Spring, and why we are so happy now to be in Russia.
Что ты хочешь, американцы?
We was and will friend, because Yalta Conference, President Roosevelt, and friendship Soviet and American people, the Second World War, it is maybe good idea for today.
So, do you think most people in Crimea, in Russia, want to be friends with America?
I think yes, of course, yeah.
They don't want war?
No war, just friendship, just have good relationship between people to find out more about each other. And, you know, everybody wants peace.
Is life better?
Oh, for us, yes. Life is much better because...
Look, sun is shining. Because... Sky is blue and we don't have bomb for our head.
We love Russia. We are in Russia now. We love our new president. Putin is new president for us, you know, and we support his foreign policy. We think he doesn't want bad things for Russia. So that's why we're sure in our future, in future of our children. So, and we would like to have peace with everybody, you know, with America, and we remember good times, you know.
Do you think that America and Russia will go to war because of Syria and because America has their bases and missiles right on Russia's border? Do you think there will be war?
No, no, I don't believe. I don't believe, you know, because... you know, Russia and America, they are very strong states, they are nuclear states, and if they start the war between two countries, it would be war all over the world, and it would be the end of humans' history. I think so. So people are not kamikaze to do such things. No, I don't believe.